This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto accompanied French President Emmanuel Macron on an official visit to Borobudur Temple on Thursday. The temple is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and one of Indonesia's most iconic landmarks. President Prabowo said Indonesia and France are great nations with long histories and strong cultural roots. He added that both countries share the same values. They are humanity, tolerance, and respect for diversity. We want to preserve harmony and peace. We believe that only through friendship, kinship, and collaboration can we all have a better life.
Persahabatan, kekeluargaan, dan kolaborasi, kita semua bisa mendapat kehidupan yang lebih baik.
President Prabowo added that he is confident the partnership between Indonesia and France will continue to grow. He hopes the relationship will build bridges between cultural figures, artists, creative industries, and community leaders from both nations. Indonesia's Amirul Hajj for the 1446 Hijri or 2025 Hajj season officially left for Saudi Arabia on Thursday. The news was shared by Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar during a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday. He said the mission is part of a state duty given by President Haji Prabowo.
Dengan menjalankan tugas negara sebagai amanat Presiden.
This is a state duty entrusted by President Prabowo to ensure that our Hajj pilgrims, God willing, receive the best possible service.
Pelayanan yang baik.
By law, the Amirul Hajj leads the National Hajj Mission and handles Hajj-related diplomacy during the season. Nasaruddin Umar also mentioned the Amirul Hajj will meet with Saudi officials to explore ways to improve Hajj services in the future. As of day 29 of Hajj operations, over 189,000 Indonesian pilgrims have arrived in Saudi Arabia in more than 480 groups. Around 55% are women and 45% are men. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Sang mata memikat melambungkan asmara yang selalu meminta mengulur senja menanti datang sang pemilik hati rela menanti sejak terbit mentari. Ceriakan sanubari dan berjumpa di ujung hari. Indahnya kisah kasih kita di masa remaja, di bawah rayu senja kita di madu bermanja. Tiada masa-masa yang lebih indah dari masa remaja, seakan dunia milik berdua. Hati terasa merindu tanpa rasa duka, berkumandang merdu senandung asmara. pesona jiwa. Ku serahkan dan kau terima. Kita dua insan yang sedang berpadu kasih. Tak peduli apa yang akan terjadi.
Baik-baik saja, terus mengingatmu, memikirkanmu.
listener, today's music corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Tarangahu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic, and natural beauty. The speech is one of the famous speeches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, the speech has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Here is the word of the day. Truth is not decided by how many people believe in it. A quote by Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta, Indonesia on August 1, 1868. He was the founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia from manpower, equal education, health, and even faith. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive. That's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now it's my turn, Rahma, to take over the mic from Ray on Indonesia Today that, as always, presents information, updates, programs, music, everything's about Indonesia, as this is Indonesia Today. So what's so interesting here in Indonesia on Friday, May 30, 2025? Well, we are now here in a day off on the May 30, which is a joint leave after we had the ascension of Jesus Christ last Thursday on May 29. So the Indonesian government set Friday, May 30, as the joint leave, we call it. So we are having a long weekend here from Thursday to Sunday. And if you are also having a long weekend as well, or any interesting thing to share with us, do not hesitate to share your story of the day, your plan to spend the weekend probably to our you can share with us through social media. You can mention us or send a direct message to Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official, or simply chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. You can also interact with us on RRI Digital Mobile App, channel VOI. If you haven't downloaded it, go to your Play Store or App Store. Just type RRI Digital, choose VOI. Then you not only enjoy our programs, but you can also interact with us through the live chat feature. Well, listener, here in Indonesia, all eyes on the visit of French President Emmanuel Macron and also several ministers from France. And on Thursday, Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto drove a golf buggy with French President Emmanuel Macron, French First Lady Brigitte, and also President Prabowo's son, Didit Hedi Prasetyo, as his passengers. Following a visit to the Indonesian Military Academy in Magelang and a lunch, the two presidents and their delegations continued to Borobudur Temple in Magelang District, Central Java on Thursday. And the two presidents signed a friendship and cultural cooperation agreement at the summit of Borobudur. President Macron's visit to Borobudur, a World Heritage Site, was scheduled at his request. He visited Indonesia from May 27 to 29, 2025 as part of this Southeast Asia tour. And in the visit, Indonesia's President Prabowo also was awarded France's highest honor, namely the Grand Cross of the Legion of Honor by French President Emmanuel Macron at a military academy, Central Java, on Thursday. The honor was bestowed after the two leaders conducted a troop inspection during a welcoming ceremony for Macron. And President Macron's visit to Magelang also marks the end of his state visit to Indonesia, the first visit by a European Union head of state since President Prabowo's inauguration as president. Hopefully, the visit of the president and the delegations could strengthen the bilateral ties between the two countries even stronger. And when it comes to Indonesia and France, it is so inseparable from this Indonesian singer, top-notch singer, namely Anggun, who began her international career in France. And this is her debut single that is performed not only in English but also in French. So enjoy the song by Anggun, Snow on the Sahara.
Still want me when you wander off out there to those hills of dust and hot winds that blow in that dry wide ocean alone. Days gone by, I'll protect your body and guard your soul from the rashes in your side. Your track, I'll be the moon that shines on your
can leave your debt. I'll hold you up and be your way out. And if we burn away, I pray the skies are burned. Snow to fall on the Sahara.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
VOI listener, do you like durian? Well, now we have good news about durian, in which China has officially opened its market to frozen durian exports from Indonesia, according to a quarantine official. The protocol certification coincided with Chinese Premier Li Qiang's visit to Indonesia, during which he was received by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at a State Palace in Jakarta on May 25th. Sahat Manaur Panggabean, head of the Indonesian Quarantine Agency, said that he and China's Minister of the General Administration of Customs agreed upon and signed a protocol for exporting Indonesian frozen durian to China. The frozen durian exports protocol was mutually agreed with the Minister of General Administration of Customs, which has designated Indonesian Quarantine Agency to oversee the export process. Businesses, exporters, and local governments have welcomed the establishment of the export protocol, which successfully opened China's market to Indonesian frozen durian. So with this export success, Indonesia aims to create a conducive investment climate in the horticulture sector and generate foreign exchange income to improve the welfare of Indonesian farmers. Hopefully, finger crossed, let's spread the smell, the scent of durian to China. Well, before arriving to China, why don't we spread the great flavor scent of durian through this special feature specially produced by Voice of Indonesia. Here is Durian, the king for everyone.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian power, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with blackthorn, musangking, and montong.
And in Indonesia, we have Petruk, Medan, Bawor, Kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua.
Durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then we put it into our mouth. Wow, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beans our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambil terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul dalam suara.
Is this durian right? We test by striking it.
Suara tinggi.
We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The ripe one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya.
So we strike it.
Dipukul.
It's ripe. Another durian seller, Mrs. Ngatina, says. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi.
A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi. Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya.
Just pick a straight line like
kita
this.
Lepas ini. Nah, baru
then
pelan-pelan
we slowly duanya can see the flesh. Here
itu,
it is.
Nah.
Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya. Ya.
Nah. Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor. Or in Purworejo, they have the durian Kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. I feel loved, I feel wonderful.
Indonesia.
Kuterima suratmu, telah ku baca. Dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Kau tanyakan padaku kapan aku kembali lagi. Katamu kau tak kuasa melawan gejolak di dalam dada yang membara menahan rasa pertemuan kita nanti. Saat bersama dirimu semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang terpendam. Kau tuliskan padaku kata cinta yang manis dalam suratmu. Kau katakan padaku saat ini ku ingin hangat pelukmu dan belai lembut kasihmu. Takkan ku lupa selamanya. Saat kau ada di sisiku semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang terpendam. Jangan katakan cinta menambah beban rasa. Sudah simpan saja sedihmu itu. Ku semua kata rindumu
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. Ich Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Mentawai entitled Polak Tutu. The song Polak Tutu was composed by Mato Samalingai. The song tells the story of the beautiful Mentawai Island with its rich forests. The song lyrics also remind the younger generation not to exploit the land, forests, and timber on Mentawai Islands. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Mentawai Islands called Polak Tutu by Mateus Samalingai. Enjoy!
Thank you. sabe e na para kama de janta sarai na mali mai arat lagai ka
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Suara canda tawa dan senyum puas berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum puas yang penting semua senang sejak kehadiranmu bumi terkekelian darahku berdentam di 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 dom
di di dom jaga 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 di di dom di di dom
Kita akan kabarkan senyuman
bebas, lepas. Ku tinggalkan saja semua.